Yeah, that's where, that's definitely where, like you say, it's best to have that equipment to test that stuff out. Because you will find some of it's not so bad. Like I say, the radio I'm on right now, we paid, less than $25 for it, and everybody says it sounds pretty good. I got it's a TID radio, H3. I haven't used that too much yet to see how that sounds, but I paid, $35 for that one. But it works. I know it works. It gets out and everything, so... It's, you know, by buying these cheap radios is really what got me into the hobby.
When I got into the hobby in 93, this type of radio would have cost you a couple hundred bucks. I've also got one of the TID radios. I got one of those, and a buddy picked it up for me. And, it is one of those radios that's kind of like these that does a whole bunch of stuff extra in one little radio. So they were definitely a good bang for the buck. You can get a 5-band true SDX, but it don't have a tuner in it. 5 to 7 watts, a QRP rig, looks like the size of a deck of cards. You can get those for under 100 and a half. And like I said, a lot of stuff I do is QRP. I just make them antennas resonate. You make them resonate, you can get out with 5 watts on the low bands. And, we're doing digital now, and I've used digital to send and receive Morse keyboard to keyboard. My hand send Morse is rough. But back when I got a license, you had to have it.